Do you need a website for your business? And if so, what should it look like? Let's dive into that question today on this episode of Self-Made. I see this question asked a lot. I get it in my DMs if you should have a website for your business, if I can make some for people. And I'm always surprised at how many cleaning businesses don't bother to have a website. They might just have a Facebook page that's linked as the website on their Google listing or their yellow pages listing or their high pages. I'm always surprised by it because even though we'll get into it, but even though I don't think a website is the be all or end all of business, I think that everyone should have one and we will talk about why. So bottom line, yes, I think you should have a website for your cleaning business. You'd be silly not to. It's just, you know, it's that notion that you should do everything. I always say that. It's like, what's the best form of marketing? Should I do this, this or that? It's like, no, do everything. Do a bit of everything because you want to have contingencies in your business. You want to have as many channels open as possible that people can tune into. A website is one of those things. You may get a lot of people who just call you up on the phone. You may get a lot of people who just, you know, message you from a flyer or find you on Facebook and DM you that way. But there's also a big portion of the market that's not going to do business with you. They're not going to book with you if they can't see that you have a website. So, got to have a website. Now let's talk about what it should look like. So, the problem I see with a lot of cleaning businesses' websites is that they're too professional, which is, let's unpack that. Okay, too professional. What I mean by that is they just look too much like they're a big agency in a way. And it's either that or it goes the complete opposite side of the spectrum where it just looks way too personal. It looks like someone just woke up one day and was like, yeah, I'm going to start cleaning and I'm going to make a website for it. You've got to be somewhere in the middle. It's got to look professional enough to the point where you don't look like a complete amateur, but it's also got to have a bit of personality to it, and it's got to be able to relate to the person that you want to do business with. And so if you look at our website for Enhanced Cleaning, it's enhancedcleaning.com.au. I have sort of cultivated this website over the last 4 or 5 years to the point now where I dare say it's perfect. We've always had a website. I've always been making tweaks to it since day one. It's changed a lot over the years. And for the last 12 months, I pretty much haven't touched it because I think it's perfect now. So what I think every website needs is a simple layout. It's got to have a couple of pages. You know, you should have the home page. You've got to have an About Us page. It's always good to have that because people like to check that out. You should have a service offering page where you detail all the different packages you have, like house cleaning, oven cleaning, window cleaning, whatever you do. You should have a Contact Us page and a quote page separately, just in case someone doesn't want to book a quote now, or that, you know, they may just have a question. It may be something complex that they're not sure if you'll be able to accommodate, so they might go straight to the Contact Us instead of booking. For example, we get a lot of B&Bs messaging us through the Contact Us form instead of booking because they're not sure if we'll be able to accommodate their requests. So we do get a lot of people through there instead of the booking page. Always good to have those. You should also have a page dedicated to a guarantee. And now, this isn't overly important these days, but I love to have a great bold guarantee that we advertise very prominently. We have a whole page dedicated to it on our website, basically just saying, you know, get the clean of your dreams or it's free. That's a big selling point for us. And on that same page, you can put all of your reviews and whatever else. And that can also go on the homepage. Now, the homepage should be a collection of all the other pages in one. And it should be like the highlight of every page condensed down into one little section on the homepage. So on our website for Enhanced Cleaning, we've got the main header, which just says WA's best trusted cleaning service, something like that. So that tells the customer where we operate, what we do, and that we're respected in the market and trusted. And so it's got two little buttons that say, what are you looking for? House cleaning or office cleaning? Straight away, if someone's looking for that, they can go there. If someone's looking for office cleaning, they can click that button and be directed that way. So right off the bat, you want to give people what they want. If they want to go straight into booking, you want to give them that option straight away. But then as you go down, You may have people who don't want to book straight away, but they want to do a little bit more research on you and find out more about the business. So after that, we have the guarantee. We take that from the guarantee page, just copy and paste it on the homepage below the booking. So we've got that there. If you scroll further down, it has two little sections that summarize our service offerings. So it'll say house cleaning and office cleaning. And under every section, we have a book now button. So there's going to be, you know, so many different kinds of people coming on. There's going to be people who want to book, but they want to see your reviews first. And so you put a button under the review section for them to book. Once they've read the reviews and they're happy with it, they book. There's going to be people who want to see your service offerings. So once they've seen that and they're happy with it, they'll book. So you want to put a button right there for them for convenience sake. There's going to be people who want to read a bit about you. They want to know about who runs the business, if you're pet friendly, if you're female or a male, or if you do NDIS or whatever it may be. So they'll go and read the About Us thing. If they're happy with it, they'll book. And so we want to make it as easy as possible for them. So we put buttons everywhere, and all the buttons must lead to one place. They have to go to the booking page. We don't want to have social media links that take people off your website and onto Facebook or Twitter or Instagram or whatever. We don't want to have people going off to YouTube, watching a video. We don't want to send people off to a blog. Don't have too many different buttons that go different places. If you're going to have a lot of buttons, just make sure they're booking buttons. If you look on our website, we have a get quote button or a booking button pretty much everywhere under every section, because we recognize the fact that there's different people going through different things and they're at different stages. And so we don't want to overcomplicate things and confuse people. We're trying to funnel people down into an action. You'll also notice at the bottom of our website, we have a section that says, would you like to win free cleaning? And that tells people to go and like our Facebook page or enter their email into our list. And that's just a way of, if people don't want to book now, if they don't want to buy from us right now, but they're interested in cleaning, they can enter or put their name up and say, hey, I'm someone who likes cleaning. I don't want to pay right now. I don't want to pay right now. I don't want to buy anything, but I'm interested in what you have to offer. So maybe down the line, I can do business with you. So we want to get those people onto a list, like your Facebook page or your email list. So we capture that at the very end, if nothing else works. And we actually do capture a lot of leads that way. So there's going to be plenty of people who check you out, but they just aren't in a position to, you know, book with you right now. They may already have a cleaner. They're just trialing them for a few weeks. So it's good to still capture their details, even if they don't buy from you straight away. And so that's a great website. You can go and reverse engineer and hack if you want, not literally hack it, but funnel hack it in the sense that you can go and take it apart and look at the framework of it. You will notice that every page on the website funnels people down into a booking. I see a lot of websites, they just have too many distractions, too many buttons, too many different like social media things and RSS feeds for blogs and podcasts and all sorts of stuff. It's just unnecessary, okay? And you don't want to have lots of stock images of people cleaning. There's a big argument about whether or not stock images should be on a business's website. I think they should. I think stock images look really professional, they're high quality, and they add a lot of value to your website. However, you don't want to have stock images of people cleaning. So you don't want to have someone in like a black apron and white shirt with a green glove cleaning a surface on your website if that's not even the sort of uniform you have. It isn't on brand and it doesn't look professional. It's as simple as that. But to have like really nice professional shots of home interiors in the background or just as filler content on the website, that's great because that is on brand. You clean houses like that. And it also subconsciously in the customer's mind, they're like, okay, this is a house cleaning website. They clean houses. I see houses everywhere. Right, so don't use stock images of people cleaning and things like that. Just use stock images of houses and what they look like inside and outside to get your point across and to make the brand look more the way it should be, more professional. So that's what we do. We don't use images of other people cleaning. If you can help it, try to put photos of yourself up there cleaning. But if you're going to do that, it has to be done professionally. It has to have high quality, should be shot by a professional, has to be well lit. Because then you're going to look like those people who just kind of clean on the side. They probably have a full-time job, but they clean on weekends. They put up a little Wix or Weebly website. it just doesn't look good, okay? And when your website doesn't look good, but you charge a lot of money, there is a disparity there. So if you want to make more money, it's good to have a good website because that translates into more value for the customer and they'll be willing to spend more money with you. If they look at your website and it looks terrible, they're going to be having second thoughts about spending a good amount of money with you. So it's always good to invest in a good website. If you'd like a website made, if you'd like a quote, you can get in touch with me. I have an agency where we build websites and we do marketing for small businesses. So you can get in contact with me in any way. You just DM me on Instagram or whatever, TikTok, and I can jump on a call with you, run through some stuff with the website, see what you're looking for, we'll give you some options and give you a price if you're looking for a website. If you want to do it yourself, you most certainly can. If you feel like you're savvy enough to go ahead and do it, I always recommend people to use WordPress. WordPress is the most user-friendly and also the most secure and optimized platform for what you get. So use WordPress if you want to do it yourself and use a drag and drop website builder like Beaver Builder or Elementor or something like that just to make it easy for yourself. But be warned, beware, it does take a lot of time to build a good website. So 9 times out of 10, you're probably better off just going to someone who can do it for you. Obviously, you know, go a bit out of pocket, but in the long run, it's going to save you a lot of time and a lot of money, make you a lot of money with all the business it's going to generate you. So yes, you should have a website for your business, but it should be a good website. If you're going to have a website at all and it's a bad one, you're better off just not having any website whatsoever. If you're going to have one, it's got to be good. So there you go. If you want to get a website done, feel free to get in contact with me for a quote and we may be able to do that for you. If not, and you want to do it yourself, go at it. It's actually a lot of fun building a website. You'll learn a lot of things and it's always good when you can do it yourself and you can put your own vision onto it and all of your ideas the way you like it, especially if you're a perfectionist like I am. So yeah, that's my opinion on websites. A lot of them think of them like a glorified online business card or a brochure that people just look at and it doesn't really mean anything. But in my experience, having my website has made me millions of dollars. Okay. Without that website, we probably wouldn't be here because the way we do business is heavily reliant on the website. And if you don't have a website now and you get one like ours and you push traffic to it, it's going to open up a massive stream of new income in your business. So it's really valuable if it's done right. That's all I have for today. I will see you in the next episode when we're going to be talking about my experience on the Viva House of Spills and being crowned Australia's fastest cleaner. So talk to you soon.